Barbara Stanwyck, Robert Taylor, Franklin Pangborn. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Fred McMurray, Ginger Rogers, Bob Hope, Rosalind Russell, Spencer Tracy are among the many stars soon to be heard from the Gulf Theater. And tonight, the Gulf Theater presents Barbara Stanwyck, Robert Taylor, Franklin Pangborn, Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra, and as a special guest, Colonel J. Frank Drake, president of the Gulf Oil Company. Now your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. The title of tonight's comedy is Allergic to Love. It was dreamed up by two of the screen's ace comedy writers, Jack Townley and Warren E. Wilson, and adapted for radio by Sam Perrin and Charles Tazewell. But before the curtain goes up on tonight's play, I want to tell you about a little ceremony we perform backstage before the broadcast each Sunday. The stars who contribute their services to the Gulf Theater are asked to put their signatures in concrete. And each of those concrete blocks will then be cemented into the walls of the home soon to be constructed for those in the picture industry who can no longer provide for themselves. For you see, the money Gulf would ordinarily give to the stars who appear here goes instead to the building of this home and to meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Tonight's story, Bob Taylor plays Kip Calhoun, Barbara Stanwyck is his fiancée, Patricia Darby, and Franklin Pangborn appears as the perfect steward, J. Marmaduke Peebles. I play the fly in the matrimonial ointment, Dr. Fred Mason. New York, a morning in May. At high noon, Patricia Darby is marrying Kip Calhoun. Patricia's father and mother are standing in their upstairs sitting room.
Isn't it time we started for the church?
Church? Oh, dear. Is it Sunday?
No, but today is the day of the wedding.
Whose wedding? Now, don't tell me. Let me guess.
Hello, Dad. Morning, Mother.
Oh, Patricia, darling. You look lovely, doesn't she, Jonathan?
Patricia, what are you all dressed up for? Are you going somewhere?
Dad, this is my wedding dress. I'm getting married today.
Oh, dear. Jonathan, did you hear that? Patricia's getting married.
There, you see. I told you someone was. What time?
At 12, and Chip and I sail at 2.
Oh, I remember. For Honolulu.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm positive the place Patricia's honeymoon has an R in it.
It has, Dad.
An R? Oh, isn't that splendid? They'll be able to eat oysters.
Has Kip called this morning, Mother?
Yes, Dr. Fred Mason called, too.
Fred's the only doctor who understands my liver. I wish you were marrying him instead of Kip.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Fred's been a great friend, but I'll forget all about him before Kip and I are halfway to Rio.
Rio? Oh, we had a Rio once, didn't we, Jonathan?
Best call we ever had.
Oh, it was a sedan with a vase for flowers.
Darlings, I think you better get dressed. That is, if you want to see Kip and me get married. Do hurry, and I'll see you in church.
Oh, pardon, sir. Are you the honeymoon couple in the bridal suite?
That's right, the Calhoun, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, I'm your steward.
Oh, you're nice.
Thank you. Now, is there anything that I can do to add to the happiness of this cruise? Just call for Marmaduke Peebles.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peebles.
Now, Kip, why be so formal? I'm just going to call her Mama Duck.
Thank you. Please, Marmaduke, not Mama Duck.
Well, that's what I said, Mama Duck.
Well, I hope your voyage down to Rio will be a most enjoyable one. I hope. All ashore, who's going ashore? All ashore.
Oh, Kip, look at that skyline.
I'd rather look at you.
Kip, I have a feeling I forgot something.
So what? It can't be important. So, you know, it's funny nobody's down here to see us off.
Yeah, and Fred Mason swore he'd be here to kiss me goodbye and wring your hand. That is, I think he said hand.
I never could understand what you saw in that guy.
Oh, Fred's really very nice. He was brokenhearted when I told him I was marrying you. Fred said he was going far, far away to try and forget.
I hope he goes so far he'll never find his way back.
Oh, we're moving.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, look at all those people on the pier waving goodbye to their friends.
Not one friend to wave at us.
See, I feel like an orphan, don't you? I would like to say goodbye to someone.
Well, I'll tell you, let's just pick out someone, anybody.
All right.
How about that big red-faced guy right on the edge of the pier, huh?
I guess he'll do. We can't be choosy.
Hey, you down there.
Hello, mate.
Yes, you.
We're going away. Goodbye.
Where do you go?
Way down to Rio.
Oh, gosh. Way down there. When you coming back?
Oh, not for months and months.
Gee, I'm going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
sweet people.
Yes. You don't mind my being bold. You and Mrs. Calhoun, why, you're the nicest couple that we've ever had on this boat. Yes, just allow me to unlock the trunk.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Mama Duck.
No trouble. Mrs. Calhoun, please. M-A-R, Mar. M-A-Mar, D-U-K-E, Duke, Mar, Marduke.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you spell Constantinople? That's a really hard one.
Let me see. C-O-N.
Oh, never mind. Here, Mama Duck, put these slippers under the bed.
Oh, lovely. Here, pom-pom.
And hang this negligee in the closet.
Negligee.
And my dinner dress.
Dinner dress.
And my flax and... Tip.
What's the matter?
Tip, we did forget something.
Oh, no, it can't be as serious as all that. What did we forget?
We forgot to get married.
That's all right. What?
We forgot to get married.
Do you mean to say... Oh, good heavens.
What happened, Pat?
Yes, what happened? Now, just tell me what...
We did go to the church, didn't we?
Oh, yes, I met you at the church, and you wanted to sneak out for a ride around the park.
Oh, yes, and then I got in the argument with a taxi driver.
You got the end.
And we never did go back to the church.
Oh.
Hey, Mama Duck, what the devil are you doing?
What am I doing? I've got to get rid of that one of those things right back in the trunk.
Oh, Kit, this is awful.
Oh, it's all my fault.
Oh, Pat. No, it's my fault.
I'm a little dumb, but I do love you.
Oh, you're not. Oh, darling, I do love you.
Stop. You'll stay right on opposite sides of the room. There'll be no woo pits on this boat. Now, this will I consult the captain.
Never before on any boat of mine has such a situation presented itself, Mr. Calhoun.
Shame on you.
You keep out of this, Mama Duck. Now, look, Captain, isn't there some way to fix this thing up?
Yes, after all, we meant to get married.
Sure. Say, can't you perform the ceremony?
Why, of course he can't. Pull yourself together, Captain.
Well, that's settled.
And I shall leap into the breach and serve as best man.
I'll be very glad to perform the ceremony. Only I can't until we pass the 3-mile limit.
What?
Things are falling apart again.
A few minutes delay won't make any difference.
It will be more than a few minutes, Mr. Calhoun.
Did we break an engine?
No, but we hugged the coast all the way down.
What?
We don't hit the 3-mile limit till we pass Florida.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well,
how long till we hit Florida?
3 days.
3 days?
Yes, just 3 days. Oh, my heart. Did you just hear my heart?
Control yourself, Mr. Peebles. That was a knock on the door.
Oh. Who is it?
Here, it's me, Fred.
Fred?
Open up, newlywed, this good old Fred Mason.
Now we have got trouble.
Pat, darling.
Fred, sweet, it really is you.
Now, look, nobody's sick. We don't need a doctor.
But we do need a clergyman.
I just saw your name on the passenger list. Say, isn't this great? Isn't this the most marvelous coincidence you ever heard of? Oh, Pat, sweetheart, let's go somewhere where we can talk.
I thought when Pat turned you down to marry me, you went off to forget.
I did, and I took this boat. That's the marvelous coincidence. Oh, Pat, has it been good to you? Are you happy?
Oh, I was happy until a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh, you discovered you love me after all.
No, we found out we're not married.
You're not married? Well, that's great. I mean, great guns, you don't tell me.
But we're going to get married.
Yes, the captain's going to marry us.
Not until I have a legal right. Somewhere off the coast of Florida.
Florida? Well, that means quite a delay, doesn't it?
Only 3 days.
Hey, that creates a bit of a situation.
Yeah, the situation took a turn for the worse when you walked in.
Now, Kip, Fred's merely trying to show a friendly interest.
Is that what he was doing the day I walked in his office and you were sitting in his lap?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen her for months. And as her physician, I wanted to see if she gained any weight.
Well, I can answer...
What? What I started to say is that you can't occupy the bridal suite when you aren't married.
Oh, definitely not.
So there's only one thing to do.
Yeah, I know. Jump overboard.
Yes. No. I mean, Pat, you can have my stateroom, and I'll share the bridal suite with you,
Oh,
Kip.
Fred, you're wonderful. No one would have thought of that but you.
Sure, no one but him. Now, listen.
Oh, you don't need to thank me, Kip, anything for a pal. Well, I sure fixed that up, didn't I?
Oh, I just hate the idea of our ruining your trip, too, Fred.
Ruining my trip? Why, Pat, the next 3 days are going to be wonderful.
Look, you came on this boat to forget Pat, remember?
Yeah, but that was when I thought she was married.
Well, she's going to be married in just 3 days. If you forget your forgetting, I'll help you remember if I have to tie a little string around your neck, roommate. Fine honeymoon. I have to walk you around the deck if I want to talk to you.
What lap is this, Kip?
37.
Can't we stop and rest just a minute?
Yeah, Mama Duck's watching us with an eagle eye, but we might try it.
Oh, doesn't it feel good just to stop moving your feet?
Pat, darling, if I could only put into words how much I love you, how much I want you.
I'm watching you.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen, Mama Duck.
No, pick it up. Keep moving.
Okay, come on, Pat.
All right.
I never knew love was so hard on your feet.
Would it help you to know I love you so much I've got a fallen arch?
Darling, you really care that much?
All joking aside, Kip, darling, you're the only one in the world I care for.
Well, here you are.
Hello, Fred.
All right, Mama Duck, my shift. I'll take over.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I leave with a sense of duty well performed.
Well, what have you two been up to?
We're up to our 38th lap. I feel like a horse on a merry-go-round.
Oh, gosh, Pat, you must be lonesome with no one to talk to but Chip.
Come on, Pat, let's walk.
Yeah, sure, let's all walk.
Look, will you keep away from us? You must trail along, walk behind, and talk to yourself.
Okay, pal.
I hated that guy 2 years before I met him. Oh, Pat, darling, I loved you before when things were easy, but now it's...
Beautiful night, don't you think?
Don't answer him. Sweetheart, now I know what real love means.
Have
now,
you noticed how big the Little Dipper is tonight?
Will you keep quiet?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Pat.
Well, Pat doesn't want you to talk to her.
How do you know? You do, don't you, Pat?
Yeah, you don't, do you, Pat?
Yes, no. I don't know. This is the most awful trip I ever took. Walk, 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 and talk.
You're dead right, Pat. What we all need is a little action. Kip, I'll race you around the deck. You run first, and I'll stay here with Pat and time you.
No.
Oh, you don't trust me, huh? That's well, how about walking the ship's rail?
Like a tightrope?
Yep, I dare you to do it.
Oh, you dare me to do it.
Yes, I dare you to do it.
If that isn't the most childish...
All right, I still dare you to do it.
Well, okay, stand back.
Kip, don't.
Steady.
Kip, get off that rail!
Help! Suicide!
What's this?
What's going on here? He's trying to jump off the boat.
Let go of my leg, will you?
Come down from there. Come down at once,
sir. He's gone crazy. He wants to commit suicide.
You can't commit suicide on my boat. You're under arrest.
No, wait. It's all a mistake.
Take him away, boys. Put him in the brig.
Hello, Fred, old pal. Got a knife handy?
Oh, it's you. How'd you get out of the brig? I'm sorry to see.
Well, the captain believes in the honor system. I'm out on parole for my wedding.
Your wedding? You and Pat?
Yeah. If it weren't so dark and you could see out of that porthole, you'd know we're headed for the open sea. Across the 3 mile limit an hour, and the captain can marry Pat and me.
Say, you need a shave, old pal. I'll be glad to shave you.
I know you would. I'll shave myself, thank you. Hey, I'm all out of shaving cream. Be a pal for the last time and lend me yours, will you?
Sorry, I use an electric razor. You'll have to get something from the steward.
All right, punch the bell.
You think carefully now before you take this important step, kid.
I am thinking. In another hour, Pat and I will be Mr. and Mrs.
Well, I hope you and Pat will be very happy, which I doubt.
Don't let it worry you, old man. Come in.
Oh, good evening, sir. J. Marmaduke Peebles reporting for action.
Marmaduke, you're soaking wet. What happened? Did you have an accident?
Oh, no, nothing, sir. She's dark out tonight, and I was taking a walk around the deck.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Sir, you know, this boat isn't as long as I thought it was. I'm all right, yes. Yes, I'm all right. Anything I can do?
Yes. Will you get me some smooth-off shaving cream?
Smooth-off shaving cream, my young friend. Causes wrinkles and large paws, crow's feet, and blackheads. We don't carry it.
Well, all right. What have you got?
Wild Mysterious Whisker Wilter. Now, don't pronounce it.
All right. Bring it to me. I'm getting married in an hour.
Married? Oh, that's wonderful. But no tricks this time, mind you. No tricks.
Waiting has just made me realize how important a step this is.
The captain said he'd be here just as soon as he found his book, Kip. Marmaduke, you'll be a witness.
Oh, I just love weddings.
Where's the ring?
Yeah, the ring, the ring. Oh, who's got the ring?
I have.
Well, give it to Marmaduke.
Yes, you give it to me. You might lose it.
Marmaduke, may I kiss my future wife?
Well, since you're practically on the verge of matrimony, I don't suppose a slight osculation would be out of order.
Oh, sweetheart.
Kip, darling. No!
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. You must be standing in a draft.
Dearest. No!
Well.
Oh, what on earth's the matter with me?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing. I think you're wrong, Kip. As a doctor, I ought to know.
Why, certainly as a doctor, you ought to know.
Just why should Pat sneeze every time she kisses you?
How do I know? It's never happened before.
Aha! That's what makes it serious. Come here, Pat. Let me kiss you.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yes. Now, please control yourself,
Doctor. This is purely a scientific experiment.
Oh, and science is so wonderful.
Well, all right. Only don't put too much science into it.
Pat, darling.
Is that necessary, all that darling stuff?
Kiss me. This is simply fascinating and instructive, too. There, you see? She didn't sneeze.
No, I didn't, did I?
Why, she didn't even sniffle. Now try kissing Kip again.
With pleasure. Kip, sweetheart.
Ah, now we're getting someplace.
Some of us are.
Now kiss me again, Pat.
Say, pardon me, is this a private game or can anybody get in?
Oh, bloody mama, Doug. Sweetheart, dearest, darling.
You didn't say all that before.
There, you see? No sneeze.
No sneeze?
I think I know just what's the trouble.
Okay, what's the trouble?
Pat's allergic.
I'm what?
Allergic. Some people are allergic to strawberries. Some people are allergic to horses. And Pat's allergic to you.
Oh, you're crazy. Come on, Pat. We'll...
Oh, no!
Ah,
there, you see? As soon as she gets close to you, she sneezes. Oh, it breaks my heart, folks. But your wedding will have to be postponed until I can remedy this unfortunate situation.
Hello?
Hello, darling. It's me, Kip.
Oh, Kip, I've missed you so much. I haven't seen you for 2 days.
We have Fred to thank for that. He won't let me out of my cabin.
Oh, darling, it's so good to hear your voice. What did you say?
I just threw you a kiss.
Oh, well, darling, here's one for you. Well, at least I can kiss you all day over the telephone and I don't sneeze.
Yeah, but there's no fun in it.
Kip, I've done everything I can. I'm completely back.
Oh, you mean Pat will always be allergic to me?
Mm-hmm. That's why we're getting off here in Havana. I'm taking you and Pat to a sanitarium and put you through a series of tests.
Oh, I'm sorry I took so much time, Pat, but I'm ready to leave now.
Pat, darling.
Kip! Oh, it's been so long since... No!
Now, please, Kip, don't stand so close to her. Come, oh. Pat. Kip, you'd better wait here until I send for you.
Look, I don't want to make... Pat sneezed, but would it be all right if I trail behind, maybe about 10 or 20 feet?
That won't be necessary, Kip, old boy. I'll keep an eye on Pat.
I know it, Fred, old boy. I want to keep an eye on you.
Dr. Santos is ready for you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Carlos, close the door.
Yes, Dr. Santos.
Achoo!
We will now begin with the experiment to find out why you are allergic to Senor Calhoun. First, Senor Calhoun, I will cut off some of your hair, then you will leave the room. I will hold the hair in front of the lady's nose, and if she sneezes, we will have isolated that element of you that the young lady is allergic to. Our experiment will be a success.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
Very well, then we will begin. I'll take these scissors and cut off a bit of hair like this.
Oh, you cut off too much, Doctor.
Do not worry, I will even it up like this.
Don't take too much off the top, will you, Doctor?
I will be careful.
Watch out for the neckline, Doc. I don't like it too high.
I will be careful. Oh, sir, let me. I will be careful. There she is all done.
That's fine. Now we can go on to the experiment.
Would you like perhaps a shampoo?
No, thanks, Doctor.
Try a massage.
Don't encourage him. No, Doctor, no massage.
Perhaps a sin.
No sin.
Oh, that's too bad. Today we have a three-way special.
Yes, well, some other time, Doctor. I just want a haircut today.
Very well. You will please step out of the room now.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure.
Now, my dear young lady, take this long lock of hair and hold it under your nose with your finger.
Like this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not very becoming, is it?
Look, Doctor, what am I supposed to do now?
Now? It's very simple. Now you are supposed to sneeze.
But I don't feel like sneezing.
Well, we must try something else. Now, here is one of Mr. Calhoun's eyelashes.
Oh, poor Kip. I hope you can reassemble him again.
You feel like sneezing, no?
No.
We try again.
What is it, Doctor?
At last, after 4 days, I have made the discovery.
Well, for goodness sake, Doctor, tell me, what have you found out?
I have found out that this experiment, she is a flop.
Well, Pat, all the experiments have proven there's only one sensible thing to do.
What's the bad news?
You're just allergic to Kip, and that's all there is to it.
You mean I'll never get over it, Fred?
No, you'll both be happier if you'll just forget each other.
But, Fred, I don't want to forget Kip. I love him. I'll always love him.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Some nice guy will come along like... Well, take me, for instance.
You?
Sure, I can make you so happy you forget Kip in no time at all.
But I don't want to forget Kip.
Well, he's resigned to it. In fact, he's packing right now. In an hour, he'll be sailing back to New York.
I've got to see him. I can't let him go without saying goodbye.
No, Pat. No. Now, as your doctor, I advise against it.
Well, go ahead and advise against it. If you think I'm going to let him sail out of my life without seeing him again, you're crazy. I'm going to say goodbye to him even if I have to sneeze it.
I guess there's nothing more to say, Pat.
No, I guess not, Kip.
Sure has been nice being married to you, almost.
Do you want your engagement ring back?
No. You keep that.
But you might find some other girl.
Unlikely. Anyway, I wouldn't want her to wear it. That's yours, that is, if you want her.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And I left those plans I drew up at the house we were going to build. Thought you might like them as kind of a souvenir.
Oh, yes, I would.
Sort of a crazy-looking shack, I guess.
I loved it.
Yeah. Well... Maybe you and Fred can build it.
No, no, that was to be our house. I wouldn't want somebody else around.
Well, it's getting late. I guess I better get to that boat.
Goodbye, Kip.
Goodbye, Pat.
Aren't you going to kiss me?
I'd like to, but you know what always happens.
I want you to, Kip.
All right.
Oh!
There you are, you see?
Oh, I don't mind if you don't. I'd rather sneeze with you than not sneeze with somebody else.
Just wouldn't work, Pat. The longer I stay here, the tougher it is to say goodbye.
Oh, hello, Kip. On your way now?
Yeah. Look after Pat, won't you, Fred?
I'm going to spend the rest of my life looking after her. Well, you better hurry. Sorry you have to rush, but you don't want to miss your boat.
Goodbye, Pat.
Goodbye, Kip, darling.
Well, Pat got everything all arranged. We'll take a boat through the canal to Frisco. Of course, we'll be married first.
Oh, look, Fred, here on the dresser.
What?
Kip shaving cream. He must have forgotten it.
Oh, he can get some more on the boat. As I was saying, we'll stay in Frisco a few weeks, and then we...
I know!
Hey.
I know!
Hey, for heaven's sake, Pat, what made you sneeze?
I know! Oh, dear, I don't know. I was smelling the shaving cream.
And... Oh, gosh, for a moment, I thought Kip had sneaked back in here. But as I said, darling...
Fred, you're really very nice.
Well, gee, thanks.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
No.
I'm going to kiss you.
What?
Yes, I'm going to kiss you, Fred.
Pat, you mean you really care? Oh, Pat, this is the moment I've waited for. The moment I've dreamed of. But, say, what are you doing with that shaving cream?
I'm going to put it on your face.
Oh, but Pat...
And then I'm going to kiss you.
But,
you want me to kiss you, don't you?
Well, sure. Pat, you're wonderful. You're marvelous.
Oh, lift up your chin.
Oh, you're lovely. You're adorable. You're getting it all over my collar.
Oh, Bill. Now, this is where you get kissed. No!
Pat!
That bruised it.
Bruise what?
It's a shaving cream.
Oh, now, you're mistaken. Pat, you're allergic to Kip, and wild wisteria has nothing to do with it.
Oh, there's no mistake. The experiment, Signor, is a big success. And you might have had the courtesy to say Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Pat.
Get out of my way. I've just got time to catch Kip's boat.
Yeah, but what about me?
You, my fine fretted friend, can go to the... If you hadn't forgotten and left it behind, we would have been separated forever.
Well, here we are, same old boat, same old mama duck, and same old bridal suite. Just as soon as we get outside the 3-mile limit, the captain's married.
Oh, no hugging the coast this time.
Oh, we're as good as married right now.
Kip! Oh, Kip, the boat's moving!
Yeah, come on, darling. Let's climb up to the captain's bridge, and the moment we cross that 3-mile line, we'll nab him.
All right, Kip.
Be careful, dear. These stairs are pretty steep.
Keep home, my hearties! Up to the anchor! Careful! Careful, don't
catch
the paint.
Well, look, there's Mama Duck on the captain's bridge.
Well, that's swell. He can be our best man.
Hello, Mama Duck.
Fast the port bow.
Oh, hello.
Step aside, Mama Duck. Let us by. We want to see the captain.
I'm sorry, Mr. Calhoun.
Sorry about what?
You can't come up here.
Well, we've got to see the captain.
Yeah, we want him to marry us.
Do you mean to stand there and tell me that you haven't heard?
What do you mean?
Heard what?
Well, the captain has the mumps.
What?
Yeah, he'll be quarantined for the rest of the voyage.
Quarantined?
You mean he can't marry us?
Break it up. Now start walking around the deck. And don't forget, I'll be watching you every knot of the way.
Thank you, Barbara Stanwyck, Robert Taylor, and Franklin Pangborn for a swell performance. Ladies and gentlemen, right now the Gulf companies are in the midst of celebrating an unusually happy occasion. The completion, by over 10,000 employees, of a period of service ranging from 10 to 38 years. To tell you what a record like this means and how it has been made, we have the honor of presenting, from New York, the president of the Gulf Oil Corporation. Himself the holder of a service record of many years, Colonel J. Frank Drake. Colonel Drake.
Thank you, Roger Pryor. Ladies and gentlemen, the first feeling that all of us within the Gulf organization have on studying the splendid records mentioned by Mr. Pryor is one of pride in the loyalty and ability of the men and women who make up the Gulf companies. Speaking on behalf of Mr. W.L. Mellon, Chairman, and the other members of our board of directors, I would like to extend our sincere greetings to all Gulf employees and especially to those who are being honored at this time. I know that all of you listening in tonight will be interested to learn that out of the 10,000 who have been employed more than 10 years by the Gulf companies, 2,250 have been with us more than 20 years, and 600 have been with us more than 25 years. Think of that in connection with a company and an industry that 25 years ago were comparatively small. We believe you'll agree that this is an impressive record, a record that reflects credit not only on Gulf, but on the petroleum industry and on all the men and women identified with it. I am sure that many thousands among our listening audience already understand and appreciate the priceless value of employment security, of the pleasant relations with fellow employees, of the peace of mind for themselves and for their families, and of the many other opportunities and advantages that go hand in hand with them. Therefore, you will also understand that it is a matter of lasting satisfaction to us that Gulf has been able to offer secure employment to so many for so long a time. And it is a matter of further satisfaction that these men and women chose to come with our company in the first place. We are thankful that they elected to remain with us through the years, that they found Gulf to be their kind of company and worthy of their loyalty. In their years with us, they have proven themselves to be the kind of people whom Gulf is proud to have in its employ. And so, in presenting service awards to these 10,000 men and women, Gulf gratefully acknowledges the important part they have played in making Gulf what it is today. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Colonel Drake. It was great to have you with us on tonight's Gulf Screen Guild Theater. And may we in Hollywood add our congratulations and good wishes to the veteran employees of your grand organization. We know they're all listening in, and we hope that they and all our friends from coast to coast will be listening in again next Sunday when the Gulf Theater presents Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, and Charles Coburn in the hilarious force Vivacious Lady with the music of Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood good Gulf dealer.
Next week, Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, and Charles Coburn. Barbara Stanwyck is now appearing in the Paramount picture, Remember the Night. Robert Taylor has just completed Waterloo Bridge at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Franklin Pangborn may soon be seen in Hal Roach's Turnabout. The Gulf Theater originates at Earl Carrollton, Hollywood, and this is the Columbia...